Good afternoon, Largo High School. My name is Tanya O'Malley. I'm going to be adjudicating you in the area of individual visual performance. Look forward to seeing your performance this afternoon. I hope that I'm able to give you some educational feedback that will help you guys finish out your season. And looks like we're getting all set up here. I hope you guys have a great run of your show. And I'll be back with you as soon as you get started. All right, here we go, Largo. Some intriguing things going on here visually as we start our production. Definitely taking our eye into these rifle members in our color guard. Let's just keep working on our individual achievement here, rifles. A lot of complex things being asked of us. Checking out some of our brass members down here on side one. Let's get really consistent, guys, with understanding of our lower body and our articulations in space and time. Yeah, just some inconsistencies member to member. Now, as the saxophones come around here, definitely an improvement in the lower body understanding. I have a more clear idea of what our lower body technique is. And it seems like these performers have a better grasp on exactly what part of the foot is going to hit on the beat, and making sure we're all doing that exactly together. Good safe moment happening over on side two. Yeah, really cool sabers. Let's just get everyone really achieving at the same level. There's some great stuff going on. Continue to work on that uniformity. As our brass members come in here and join the woodwind section. Oh, come on, brass players. Let's all get our horns up. Everyone's performing up to the press box. Our upper bodies are all matching. Our performance level is all matching. Let's make sure each member is really committed to doing that. Seems like we have a good understanding of our individual show. Let's work together, move our eyes, make sure that we're connecting member to member and matching member to member as well. I'm going to head over to side two and check out our color guard members.
Wilderness.
Hanging out over by our flag line over here on side two, watching our wind members behind them. We seem to have a very clear understanding in the low brass of our lower body technique, a good point and a close into this moment. This is definitely a better moment for us. Yeah, from a uniformity standpoint, good work. Wind players, that's a much better moment for us. I'm going to go to the back here and check out our drum line. Well, let's get that horn sound together. There's too many good things to give up on the little things, wind players. Let's get those horns sound together. Continue to perform through this this moment here, even though we're not playing. Horns are down. This isn't a resting moment. Make sure that we are still committed to our performance level here. Checking out our visual soloists and now trio. Yeah, and let's work on getting that performance level all the way up to the press box. All of these visual members here. And Dan, even as we're sitting here, let's check out our body alignment and our posture. Let's match member to member. Yeah, so as I head over back, I'm heading back over to side one to check this out. Wing members, as you're sitting here, and again, as we come out of this, let's all match. Let's make sure that we are still performers. Multiple responsibilities here. In the woodwind section. Again, some just uniformity concerns. As we come into this form, I would encourage us to look for each other, connect, understanding that as an individual performer, what our role is to make this form happen. I'm talking over here on side one in the wind section, right around this area with tuba, clarinet, mesh. As you guys come together, let's check that out. Our performers have a good performance level as they're heading forward to the front side line. Good color guard. Keep working to get those speed and time. Really latch on to the tempo given to us by the battery percussion here, wind players. I know there's no drum major in the back, but let's latch on to what we're given. Good moment, rifles. Yeah, we're counting, we're working together, there's a high level of performance. I would encourage you to just keep working on cleaning up these moments in the rifles. And rifles, I know there's a lot of responsibilities here asked of us. We're doing a good job with our equipment. Let's check out our lower body responsibilities. Make sure that members are all matching. Good level of commitment again from the rifle members over here on side one. Let's work on our backup technique, wind players, making sure that we all have good control over our bodies as we back up. Think about centering our weight between our feet, getting our eyes up and focusing on a point off in the distance so that we can have control over our bodies as we're backing up. And also, later in the program, having control over our bodies as well. Keep those horns up, folks. Keep performing up to the press box. And matching lower body technique. This is a better moment for us as far as backup control. Let's get that direction change under control. Wing section. Looking for a recovery out of this tuba member here. Had a little bit of an issue with our tarp. But let's make sure that we always have good and rapid recoveries. You know, that's one of the keys to being a really great performer. It's not necessarily, you know, about having a flawless performance, but being able to have really rapid recoveries. So, Largo, there's a lot of good things going on. I hope that you can find my commentary helpful as you close out your season. And,
a piece of jewelry is missing.
I really enjoyed your performance this afternoon.
But we have found
The Color Guard members, I was particularly impressed by your level of performance and demand. If we can just work to get each individual member's performance uniformed and really working together and connecting. But I really enjoyed that performance. Thank you.
Production director, production judge this evening, Rich Viano has enjoyed more than 30